Beis Teves, Zos Chanukah, Wednesday the 24th of December, Rabbi Reuven Atlas, Kasiva Tamo.
Good morning. It's been Zos Chanukah and therefore racked with guilt that the Inyan is not a Chanukah Inyan, but in order to keep everybody alert and interested, there is a Chanukah link within, and whoever can find the Chanukah link within will be handsomely rewarded, I am sure. I was going to say an autograph photograph of myself. The Mechaber in Hilchos Tefillin Siman Lamed Beis brings the halacha as follows. In Sif Tes Zayin, Nifsak Achas Maha Oisios. That's one of the simple Oisios. If one of the Oisios, a simple Ois, like a Vav or a Nun in the Tfilin or the Mezuzos, the Vav or the Nun is split, and therefore, and we have a Sofik, is it still a kosher of Vav? Another example, Nifsak Regel Hanun, or the foot of the Nun, Kiyotzeba. We don't know, is it a kosher vav? Is it not a kosher vav anymore? It's split. So children are useful. Im tinoik, she'ena lechochem v'lu tipesh. If you have a tinoik around, it's not such a wise guy, nor is he a fool. Yodea lekroisa, and he can come along and he can read the vav correctly as a vav. Kosher, it's kosher. V'im lav, and if he can't, it's posel. That the kriya of the tinoik defines the tsuras or ois, in a case where we have a sofik when the ois is split. And the Mishnah Berurah brings from the Taz that it depends on the type of split. Says the Taz, we'll read the Taz. I'm the Taz. Tach nifsak mairi shenifsak katsas ma'orech ois ulamata legamri. We're looking at picture 4, says the Taz on the sheet, on our sheet with our diagrams. In diagram 4, there you've got it. You might think that's a yud. No. It might be a vav. Actually, I don't know. Is it a vav? Is it a yud? Says the Taz, that's our shaila. It's been nifsak, and nothing remains beneath. So we're going to find a tinoik, lo chochem v'lo tipesh, and he's going to read it for us as a... Oh, it's a vav. So okay, vav. Says continues the task. Continued the task outside. But if it looks like diagram 5, that you've got the hefsik in the ois, but then the remainder of the ois continues beneath the hefsik. Then the task says. Then the tinnik coming along and say, "Ooh, diagram 5. Of course, it's a vav. That's not going to help us to define the vav as a vav." The Loshon Taz is, because obviously he'll be Metzaref, the little Chelek beneath, he'll be Metzaref that to the Chelek above in his mind. His mind will compensate for the Hefzik, for the gap. And of course he's read it as a Vav. But says the Taz, but it's not a Vav. It's obviously not a Vav. A Vav is one complete stick. It's not a bit here and a bit there with a bit of a gap in between. So there the Kriya of the Tinoik won't help. But the Mishnah Berurah brings from the Me'iri that it will help. The Me'iri is happy with Kriya Satinoik, even in a situation like in diagram five. Well, obviously the child's going to read it. That's still called good. That's still called a good psak from the child, and we can appreciate our shaila. Is it a vav? Is it a yud? From the fact that the Tinoik will read diagram five, even diagram five, as a vav. I would like very, very much to understand what's the basis of the machlokes between the Taz and the Me'iri. There's another machlokes. Actually, it's not. I think it's the same. But at the moment, let's call it another machlokes, which I'd like to talk about just here in Shulchan Aruch. Is the Mechaber goes on to say as follows: the ein sorich lechaseis lo sha oisios. You don't have to cover up any surrounding letters when you give this vav to the Tinnik. So, for example, if we had the words Zos Chanu Kasamizbeach, which you won't find in Mezuzot Tefillin, but let's say Zos Chanu Kasamizbeach. So Chanukas, is it Chanichas or Chanuchas? If any of you go about life with a Chassidish as a Havara, you're not going to understand the rest of this inyan. If you go around, if it's Chanukas Samizbeach or Chanukas Samizbeach, is it a Vov or is it a Yud? So, says the Mechaber, says that you don't have to cover up. You don't have to cover up the other letters. So Chanukas, you don't have to cover up the Ches and the Nun, the Chaf and the Sof. You can look, show it to the Tinnik in the context of the word Chanukas. So you might think, well, obviously he'll be able to read it as a Vov, because he doesn't know the word Chanichas. He knows the phrase, those Chanukas on his mouth. Obviously he'll read it as a Vov. That's okay, says the Mechaber. You can still go ahead with that. You don't have to cover it. The Behetev brings from the Marit that you do. At least the preceding letters, Chanu, the Ches and the Nun, you do have to cover up. And says the Marit, of course you have to cover it up. We're trying to paskin whether the Vov is a Vov or the Yud is a Yud. And therefore you shouldn't, of course you shouldn't include the letters before which will give the Ois, Vov or Yud a context. Therefore you obviously read it as a Vov. Because what's the word? Chazos Chanikas Amizbeah. It's a silly test if you've got the Ches and the Nun there. Of course you'll read it as Chanukas. So says the Marit, you do have to cover up the Ches and the Nun. What's the machlokes between the Mechaber and the Marit? The Marit is correct. What's the svara in the Mechaber? I'd like to learn the Gemara. The Gemara is in Menachos. Let's start the Mishnah from the beginning. Gemara is in Menachos, the Mishnah, Chaf Ches Amud Aleph. Says the Mishnah, Shiva'a Kone Menoira. Come to you afterwards. Ma'akvin zeh ezeh. The seven branches of the menorah, each one is ma'akav the other. If I've got a six branch, I've only got six branches in my menorah in Beis HaMikdash, I haven't got a menorah. I need all seven. And Shiva Neiro Seha Ma'akvin zeh ezeh. If I'm only going to light five tonight, because I think it's Thursday and light Chanukah, I don't light five in the Beis HaMikdash, no good. You need each of the seven. You need Shema, the Parshas Shema, you need Parshas Vahoya Im Shemaya. If you just wrote one, you haven't got a mezuzah. Continues the Mishnah, Vafilu Ksav Echod Ma'akvon. And similarly in Tfilin, Dalet Parshas, Tfilin Ma'akvon Zuazu, Vafilu Ksav Echod Ma'akvon. So one Ksav in mezuzah or Tfilin is Ma'akev the whole mitzvah. You need each and every Ksav. Mave Ksav? Says Rashi, Os. You need each and every letter in Mezuz and Tfilin. The Gemara in Chaftes Amud Aleph asks the question that you might have already. So asks the Gemara, Afilu Ksav Echod Ma'akvon? Peshita. That's obvious that I need each and every Os. It's not so obvious. And then it's a shame maybe we'll ask this a little bit later. It's not so obvious, because Rashi explains why it's obvious. I need a Rashi to tell me why it's obvious. So it's not obvious, but it is obvious. Rashi says, why is it obvious? To ois echo ma'akvosom to ksif. Because the pasuk in Torah, uchsavtom al mezuzos, uchsavtom, ksav, tom, ksiva, tama. Says Rashi, you need a ksiva tama. A perfect ksiva. And without if an ois is missing, it's not a perfect ksiva. Therefore, pshita. It's pshita that one ois missing in mezuzah to fill in his posel. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, lo nitzrucha el lekutzo shel yud. No. Every ois is there. But the kutz of the yud is missing. What's the kutz of the yud? Rashi Shitta is regel yamini shel yud. Casting eyes left to diagram 7, there's a yud. You have to take my word for it, because the regel yamini is missing. The foot of the yud is missing. Looks like a bit an elaborate dot, but it's actually a yud with a missing foot. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. If the foot of the yud is missing, posel, frek the Gemara, v'anami pshita. That's also poshut. It's not a yud. If you haven't got a foot, it's not a yud. It's as if the ois is missing. Someone's got a teretz. What's the chiddush of the Mishnah? Look at the idoch. the Rav Yudel Marav, the Rav Yudel Marav. Kol eis eis in gvil 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 makiflam abrichesel psula. Every ice needs air space around it, vacant space around it. If one ice is nidbat, stuck to another ice, that is the psul to which the Mishnah refers in Mezuzahs and Tefillin. We're going back just to that one stage. The Gemara had asked for Hanami Pshita, a footless yud is also obviously posul. Says Rashi, Hanami Pshita, halo nasis ice, it's not a yud. So Tosus. Pirshma Kutzel Shul Yud. What is the Kutzel Shul Yud? Pirshma Kuntzus, Regel Yemini. It's the foot of the Yud. That's what's missing. Kosher for Tosus. To her Pshita, to Ein's Ois. Obviously that's not an Ois. That's Tosus's Kasha. So looking at Tosus for the first time, what's Tosus's Kasha? That's the Gemara's Kasha. The Gemara asked, Wanami Pshita, that was Gemara's Kasha. Tosus isn't just saying over the Gemara's Kasha. So Tosus Kasha obviously is, what is the Hava Amina? Every Hava Amina has got to be a Hava Amina. What's the Hava Amina of the Gemara that Loiditzucha and the Kutzel Shul Yud? According to Rashi, it's a footless Yud. There must have been a Hava Amina in the Gemara that's a Chiddush. That even though it's obvious that if there's no Yud there at all, it's possible. If there's a footless Yud, it might still be kosher. Until the Gemara had to ask, Mashmah, no, Hanami Pshita, that's also Pshita, but there's Epis Havamina, Fretosis. Fretosis, what is the Havamina? There's no Havamina. According to Rashi, there's a footless Yud. What is the Havamina that would have, might still have, that might have been the Chiddush to say it's possible? I.e., what's the Havamina that could be kosher? What's the Havamina that a footless Yud could be kosher? That's Tosis's Kasha. And I'd like to try and understand in Mitzvah Hashem how Rashi's learning to answer Tosus's Kasha. And there's another Gemara. The Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Gimel, on the base. But it's the Brice of Ksiva Tama. It's mamish the same Inyan. And there is also a Chiddush from Rashi. All the Rishonim ask on Rashi. Let's look at Rashi over there to understand Rashi over here. Rashi says as follows. Pardon? Diagram 9. Yeah. So in the top line there in the Gemara, Chsafton, the one brings a brisa. Meisei. Context of Meisei is not so relevant to us this morning. Chsafton, shetehei kasiva tama. That the kasiva, tefillin mezuzah sefer Torah, has to be a kasiva tama. A perfect ksav. Rashi says, Tom, sholeim kihilchosa. What has to be sholeim? The pashtus is, each ois has to be sholem. The pashtus is, that the drosh of ksiva tamas goes on each ois. Each ois requires a ksiva tamas, has to be perfect. Continues the braisa. Shlo yichdoiv, for example, says the braisa. Shlo yichdoiv, alfin ayanin, and ayanin alfin. If you're meant to write an aleph, don't write an ayin. If you write an ayin, then don't write an aleph. Rashi says, Rashi learns, the braisa kapshutai, that the chiddush of the pasuk is that you shouldn't write an ayin, letter ayin, instead of a letter aleph. What's the havamina? Why do I need a pasuk to tell me that's posel? It's a completely different ois. So Rashi says, Shadoiman Bekriosa. And unless you're a Temani, then an Aleph sounds like an Ayin, and the Ayin sounds like an Aleph. They're Doimin Bekriosa. And therefore there's a Havamina before the Pasuk, the Pasuk's Kamash from along, that's Pasul. Is the Rishonim, the Rashba, the Ritva, the Rishonim asked the following question. Let's look at the Rashba here in diagram 10. Pish Rashi. The Torah has to tell us, Ksiva Tama, there's got to be perfect, because they very sound the same. There are Bnei Odom, of course the Balei Kerik distinguish between the Ayin and the Aleph, but just the Bnei Odom, they can call their Alfin, Ayinin, Alfin. So the Rashba, Veinu Mechuv, Veinai. That can't be pshat in the Gemara. Does there ain't a baklal ksiva tama? That's not the chiddush of it's got to be a perfect ksav. Ela mahapach lagamri hua inyanu ma'abdoi. By writing an ayin instead of an aleph, the chesaron isn't ksiva tama. The chesaron is you've written the wrong letter. For example, a boy comes to school wearing his school uniform minus a tie. So the teacher can tell him, you're not wearing your full uniform. Where's your tie? You transgress the Avera of not wearing a full school uniform. As opposed to the boy comes to school in jeans and a t-shirt, you can't say there's a chassan in his uniform. He's not wearing his uniform. It's a completely different inyan. Says the Rashbol, says the same kasha on Rashi. How can you say the fact that he wrote on the anthead of an aleph is a chassan in ksiva tama, shleimus ois? Rashi said, shleim kil chassa. The chassan of an aleph, which is written as an ayin, isn't because it's not a perfect aleph, it's because it's not an aleph at all. You wrote an ayin, not an aleph. That's the Rashbol's question on Rashi. Rashbol says but he asks it even stronger. And you can even change the whole inyan aposuk and be ma'abid, and he says, destroy the world. With an ayin, machriv olam. That's not because of ksiva tama. That's called destroying the world. That's a different aveira. Don't destroy worlds. So he's got a different pshat to the Rashbol. You definitely wrote an aleph. But you wrote an aleph and the left bottom left foot. Tiny diagram in the bottom line of the Rashbol. The bottom left foot is adrift from the rest of the aleph. And then you sort of look at that aleph in a mirror, it looks like a back to front iron. That was the problem here. That's the Rashbol's pshat. But Rashi's pshat is a pele. Well, why is that a chasan with sholim kilchos if you wrote the wrong ois? Then the choy Rashi there will be a stirim and eubay. Tom says Rashi that the ois has to be perfect, and then Rashi comes along and says alfin einin and gives us a story where it's not a problem of perfection of ois, it's a problem of writing the wrong ois. Rashi is a pele. The Chaira, the Pshat in Rashi, is as follows. And this is a chidush, but I'm not going to take the blame for it because we'll bring more Rishonim that it seems absolutely clear and borrow that certainly how some of the Rishonim learnt, and therefore it's very Yitokin that this is how Rashi learns. Yet Rashi learns that Ksiva Tama, the Tmimus, the Shleimus, is not a halacha in the ois. It's a halacha in the parsha. The parsha has to be perfect, not that the ois has to be perfect. I want to give a little moshel for this. For example, you might think this morning that I'm perfectly dressed. Truth be told, I am perfectly dressed. However, there's a button missing on my shirt. I don't have a perfect shirt. But as far as we're all concerned, I'm perfectly dressed. If I'm being done my shirt is not sholim. If I'm being done, is that perfect person standing there giving a drosha perfectly dressed? I'm perfectly dressed. What are you judging here? What needs the bechina of perfection? Is he perfectly dressed as a whole generally? Or mishpat, the mishpat of the shirt? In fact, when you judge somebody how they're dressed, you look at the ganzer mensch. Interessant, my job is chinuch, and there's a big machlokus in the olam akriya when it comes to teaching children how to read. Do you have to be medactic with each and every syllable and ois? Or there are some people who think, you have to be so muppet. Look at the whole word, look at the whole thing in context. Reading means that you can, as many of us do the whole time without reading it. We don't read anymore, we just scan. I see the word and I know it. I don't actually read it and break it down. Do I look at the ganze Sach, or do I look at each and every? Rashi's shitta is, ksiva tama is a din in the pasha. The pasha has to be complete. Therefore there's a hava amina, that since people read pashas shema, v'hoya im shemaya, even if they would write shema Yisrael with an aleph, they'd still read it Shema. And therefore there's a Hava Amina, since it's Doimer B'Kriyosa, that's not a Chesorim in the Shleimus of Pasha. If I'm judging each Ois, if each Ois has a separate Mishpot of Ksiva Tama, then of course an Ayin's not an Aleph and an Aleph's an Ayin. There's nothing to talk about, and I don't need the Drosh of Ksiva Tama, like the Rashba's Kasha. But Rashi's learning we don't have to judge each Ois voice. The din of Shleimus, Ksiva Tama, is the din in the Pasha, B'Shleimusa. And therefore, since there's a Havamina, Do you remember Kriosan? Aleph Ein, Ein Aleph. They sound the same. So maybe there's no chesaron in Shleimus HaParsha. That's the chiddush of Ksiva Tama, that that is a chesaron. Of course it's a chesaron. There's a halacha l'maaseh, you can't go around saying Shema with an Aleph, writing Shema with an Aleph. But Havamina there is. Because since it's Don't Remember Kriosa, the Shpasha is near a Sholim. So when Rashi says there in Shabbos, Tom, Sholim Kihilchosa, so the Pasha has to be Sholim Kihilchosa. Let me bring you a Raya. Let's go back to the Gemara in Menachos. The Gemara in Menachos, we alluded to this question a few minutes ago. Straight away there in the Gemara, straight after the Mishnah, the Gemara asks, Pshita, it's obvious that if you're missing an ois, that you don't have filling the mezuzos is possible. And Rashi says, Pshita, why is it Pshita? The Ksiv, Ksivatama. Now, me not being such a Talmud Chacham, when I first learnt this, I thought, well, that's not so Pshita to me. I didn't know the drosha of Ksivatama. And if Rashi has to tell me there's a Chiddush HaPosuk, then it can't be a Zoi Pshita, because he goof of Kamash Malon, there's a drosha of Ksivatama. So what's Pshita? It says in the Muki Yosef. I'm going to go to term 13. There's a Piskerid. Piskerid says as follows: Vafiluk Savechod Ma'akvon Perush Osachas Pshita Perush. Kivon de Tana de Shtei Pashios Ma'akvos Zuazu Mishum de Ksiv Uchsavton. Since we know already the drosha of Uchsavton. We already knew, we pre-knew, before the Gemara, the drosh of Ksiva Tama. Therefore, what's the Gemara's kash pshita? Pshita da afilu ois achas ma'akvon, shara einzu Ksiva Tama. It's very clear from the Piskei Arid, we already knew the drosh of Ksiva Tama. That's not what my Kamash Malon. But with the Havamina was, yeah, for sure, we know there's a drosh of Ksiva Tama. The Pasha has to be Sholim, but the Chiddush is that even the Ois has to be Sholim. It's more Mavu in the Muki Yosef. Muki Yosef says as follows. Yeah. It says in the Muki Yosef in Hilchos Mezuzah, Afilu Ksav Echod in diagram 11, Afilu Ksav Echod Ma'akvon, Im Nechzer Hen Afilu Ois Achas Nifzal Akol, Shefila kula mitzvah achasiv to ksiv ksiva tama pshita to ksiv ksiva afilo esas achas because of shayut. So in the Muki Yosef in number 12 says kamash malon sheafal pi shehayut he ois sheeina tzricha heker godol. An ois, a yud, doesn't need such a, should we translate it as flourish. Shenakuda achasi, a yud is only a dot. Even so, it's nifsal. If we're looking at a yud, we have to judge a yud. Is that a yud? And all you see is a dot. Avada, avada. It's not a yud. It's a dot. But it doesn't need heker. But an ois doesn't need heker godel. In the context of the entire parsha, it's enough of a heker to see a dot to be able to read that correctly. So, for example, therefore, there's a big difference between chesaron ois, if the ois wouldn't be there at all, and having a dot. So, for example, the phrase v'hoyo im shamaya in tefillin and mezuzos. If you just say v'hei gap hey, anybody would come along and read v'ha, and because there's no yud. But everybody, if they come along and see the hey dot, not yud, but the hey dot hey, everybody would read it for hoya. And therefore, since we're judging the pasha b'shlei musa, not a din mishpot in the ois, sal kadaitoch kutzel shel yud, if the foot of the yud is missing, if the regal yamini is missing, there's a gazun to have a amina, that mitzad shlei musa pasha, it is sholeim. Kamash Malon, that's the Noch Chiddush from the Mishnah, that Ha Nami Pshita. Because at the end of the day, you still need complete osios to be Mayaseid the whole Pasha. But that's noch a chiddush, and that answers Tosfos' kasha. What's the hava amina afi? What's the hava amina l'kutzel shel yud? Says Tosfos, there's no difference between a yud missing and a yud missing a foot. It's the same concept. It's not the same concept at all, because Rashi's shita is that we're judging the ksiva tama is a din in shleimus a pasha, not a din in shleimus ois. We need Shlemus Ois, but Shlemus Ois is only to be mashlim the Pasha, that the Pasha needs Shlemus Ois. And that explains beautifully the Machlekes Tazmiri and the Mechaber and the Ma'arit. Let's go right back to the beginning. Tazmiri is we have the story here of we've got a Vov missing of with a Hefsek. And the Meiri says, going back to diagram 5, the Meiri says that we're not sure, is that a Vov? Is it not a Vov? I don't know. And we ask the Tinnik and comes along. He looks at the foot, which is detached. He's allowed to use that to paskin whether or not that is a Vov or not. And the Taz is a Pele. It's a Pele Lechera. Obviously he's going to use that stranded foot and tell, of course it's a Vov. What, you think it's a Yud? Then what's the stranded foot doing there? Of course that's a Vov. So how does that help? Because the Taz says, remember, we don't need each ois b'shleimusa midin the ois. We only need each ois b'shleimusa midin. Is that a pasha shleima? So with bazer oifem. If the Tinnai comes along and reads the pasha, and he reads that as a vov, that's okay. And that explains the Ma'arit. The Ma'arit says, you can even have the preceding letters uncovered. So we ask them, what's the whole point of the test? Of course the Tinnuk is going to use the context in order to paskin the ois. Exactly! There's nothing wrong with that! Because the din ois is only mitzad of the din of the context of the Pasha. It's the Pasha which requires the shame of the ois. And therefore if the Pasha's okay, the Pasha's okay. That's the svar of the Ma'arit. Masha Ein came the Mechaber. And the Taz, they hold no. They hold like the Rashba, they hold like Tosfos that we've learnt, is that each ois has to stand up to examination under the Bechin of Ksiva Tama, Sholem Kehil Chosa, each ois has to stand up in its own right. Good morning.